Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Do my eyes deceive me? Look at this. They got the band back
together.
It's
weird that the whole crew is together. I don't know what to...
When was the last time we all three were in the same room?
Every day. We're in the same day. We're in people's homes every morning. 5 days a week.
We all are the same rooms.
We're in different boxes in the same TV.
What's going on, man? What's up? Nothing. You get here okay?
Yeah, it was cool.
You see any rats this morning on the way
Absolutely
in?
Absolutely not. Yeah, okay. I was looking. I figured, you know, the streets look clean.
Because you took an Uber right here, right?
Yeah, but the streets did look clean. It wasn't a bunch of stuff. Usually it's a bunch of junk. Yeah. Out in the air as you walk through the seaport.
He got jumped by rats last time.
Yeah, no.
Decepticon rats.
No, he came in here sweating his ass off and everything. Remember how he was sweating?
Yeah, that's right. That's how we knew,
Like, why are you sweating? He's like, man, look, these rats and came out.
Yeah.
No, it's all good, man. It's weather seems to be nice. It looked like it's nice.
Yeah, it's good,
it's
man.
It's not over humidity. It's not raining so far. It lied to me yesterday.
It's supposed to be cloudy and 70 today by the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Not bad.
It was cool. A lot of energy in the city.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of great people walking around. Summer, you could tell. You could smell it in the air.
No doubt.
You know.
What does it smell like?
There's a certain smell in the air during seasons. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's like the upper lip smell.
You got the back to school smell.
You got all that.
You got, But today actually is officially the first day of summer. It's the 21st, right? First day of summer officially. Even though it really is after Memorial Day. But
The first day of summer is when I decide it is. Right? That's what I would say.
First day of summer, the 21st?
Yeah.
It's not Memorial Day weekend?
Well, I mean, it really is Memorial Day to Labor Day, but technically the season starts on the 21st.
So when you enter...
You would know technically.
Yeah.
So, Jay.
Cliff Clavin over here.
I know you can smell everything. So when you walk into...
Shut
the,
up.
What? What did I say?
Your nose is bigger than mine.
Not a chance.
Yeah,
anyway.
1,000,000%.
So you say, how could I smell stuff? And I know, right? So when you walk into the gym, can you smell like the hardwood or the cleaning of the floor?
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can smell it from here. What are you talking about?
No. Oh, no. God, stop, Max. You're going to get in trouble. So when you walk onto the football field, you can smell the grass.
You're talking about that,
summertime training camp. You go out there, it's just something about the dew in the grass, and it's coming up, and you can smell it early in the morning.
That's like fall for me for basketball. Like fall, like starts getting a little brisk outside. Like, oh, hoop season, it's time to, I feel you.
But you can actually literally smell the grass, right? I mean, you can just smell that. It's just something about it. Mm. You know, and I'm sure that's for you on the hardwood when you walk into the gym, those cleaning solutions or that they clean the floor. You know, okay, I'm in the gym. I'm going to get ready.
It's time to get it.
Yeah, that's
Max,
that's
what
is
that for you? Is that like when you go to the library? Like,
yeah, when I
like,
smell
fresh books.
I smell my favorite chair to sit in while I play Madden. Smell that smell,
no,
you know what
all,
I mean?
It's all good.
That's a hot, smelly smell, though.
I get a chance to hit a bunch of good.
Open a window.
A bunch of good restaurants. New York got them, so I get a chance to hit up a couple of those.
Yeah, start filleting some fish.
No.
Take out the bone. Like Tom and Jerry, like you
did. We might hit up a restaurant. I'm trying to think if we hit up one or two restaurants that got some Branzinos or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to order a Branzino, debone it real quick. Yeah.
I mean, you got to find the right spot. Some people, you know, they don't make them right. It's got to be right.
But you got your spots in New York, I'm sure,
right?
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Yeah, yeah. But I want to try some other stuff. I'm going to try some other stuff.
You going to the gym again when you come back here? We're not Jimmy.
Oh, no.
Hey.
I'm in the hotel. I'm good.
He'd be going to the gym. They'd be looking at Key like,
No, Equinox. You know, it's Jay, man. Jay. Jeez, Jay. Man, what? Relax, man.
No, I guess. I can't. It's okay. It's fine. It's
no,
fun.
Yeah, but
it's
was.
Fun.
It was.
Let people take
it
their
was
shot.
Very. No, I don't
shot.
Want. To
it's
take
a compliment.
Take their shot at
it's
you.
It's a
that's
compliment.
Fine. That's a compliment, Key.
No doubt, it's a compliment.
Yeah,
of course,
you up there wearing a little tank top.
No, I ain't no tank top. I walked in. I'm like, no,
toes out.
Toes out in the club.
I told Jay, I said, No, I do not need a spotter, sir. I'm doing just fine.
You should take the spot. Why wouldn't you take the spot? Take the spot. You get an extra rep or two out, you know?
See, nah.
I'm scratching my head, Max.
I'm not on your team, man. Like, okay. It's fine. It's cool.
All of a sudden, I stop hearing all the clinging.
Yeah. What's going on?
Is everybody watching me?
It's a compliment. That's a big, right. I'm always complimented. That's a compliment.
He's got a smile, man. He's got a smile. Thank you. No, thank you.
So, since we're all together here, should we talk about sports or is that something? No, not so much.
Well, Frank will get mad at us.
Frank will get mad if we don't start talking sports. Say something sportsy, Jay.
Is Frank in the Bronx or
no,
Harlem?
Frank is in
he's in Florida.
West Palm.
West Palm.
Which is in Miami, right, Frank?
He was born.
Leave Frank alone.
He was born in one of the two.
Yeah, yeah.
He was either raised in Harlem or born in Harlem or raised in the Bronx.
Frank called up and said he's from the Bronx. Then it told us he's from Harlem. I said, which one? He said, well, Harlem's in the Bronx. No, Frank, that's not how it works.
I mean, I guess my son did the same thing last night.
But your son wasn't born in the Bronx.
Well, that's true, too.
That's
true, too, because when we went to Harlem to eat dinner last night, he played basketball in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, oh, yeah, this is where I play basketball based on Lenox Ave.
Exactly.
So
because parts of Manhattan are more north than the Bronx. Right? Washington Heights is above parts of the Bronx.
Yeah, that's like me saying I was born and raised in Beverly Hills, but I lived in South Central LA my whole life.
Say something sportsy, Jay. What sports thing
something
can you
sportsy.
Say? Yeah, sportsy. Quickly before Frank loses.
He is
it.
From LA. How about the Lakers?
Speaking of
Beverly Hills.
No, that's not the way you do it. Speaking of sports.
Yeah.
There's basketball to be done.
Yeah.
And the Lakers and Zion, could that be a match?
Oh, God.
Is Zion headed west?
That was worse than mine.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
That was worse than mine.
We're going to get to Zion. We're going to get to Zion because there might be a match. But let's talk about the Lakers. Why not? Talk about the Lakers. People want to hear about it. As you know, I am the Laker of Mayersville. Is that what I said?
The Laker of Mayersville.
Damn!
Yes.
It's too early in the morning. All right.
But you're really a Knicks fan.
I used to be. Reform Knicks fan.
I've always been.
If the Lakers do not add a marquee free agent, can they win a title if they just bring everybody back? They did get to a conference finals. They competed in every game against the eventual champion. Key, you've loved the Lakers your whole life. That roster, can they possibly win a title or must they bring in a difference maker on this team?
That Malik Beasley, $16.5 million, that ain't looking so good. But go ahead, Key.
Wait, but that's people under contract. Okay, we're missing
exactly.
Some people. So you're saying, Max, with that right there?
Yeah, I guess scratch that question. Who should the Lakers go after? You got to flip that.
You can't. If you're telling me with that right there in losing Hachimura and
you're still
you're bringing back Reeves, you're bringing back Rui.
If you had the team from last year. If you had the team
I got
from
it.
Last
okay,
year.
But they showed that.
Yeah,
okay,
it's all
it.
Good. They're showing players under contract.
I don't think if you're telling me just as it's currently constructed,
yes.
I don't believe so. Because you got to have a third score. We know AD healthy, he can score. LeBron's starting to get on the other side of 40 here in a minute. I think you struggle there, even though he's still LeBron, but you struggle there because what if? The ifs is stay healthy, all those sort of things. Now, the X factor in all of this is Hachimura, can he take another step or two or step back? Well, how about Reeves? Is Reeves going to take another step or is he what he is or will
steps.
He take a step back?
It's a lot of steps.
So when you start trying to put it together like that and you don't bring a third guy that you know definitively he's going to be okay.
It's D'Angelo Russell spot's
got
to be improved.
Can I just stop?
Rid of him.
Stop. Don't even say the answer is hell no. No.
No, I said no.
Y'all see what Phoenix is doing?
Yeah.
Y'all see Bradley Beal, KD, and Devin Booker on the same team?
Yeah, but I've seen that sort of stuff before.
Okay. All right. I'll see pieces, and I still think they'll be better. I mean, with all due respect to Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura, and I get it. But, like, between Denver and Phoenix, I think both those teams are better than the Lakers.
So, looking
and
at
the
roster.
Are older.
I think that Phoenix is better with Bradley Beal and those other two than the Lakers are if they don't add a third.
So
let's analyze it. Looking at the roster, let's say Austin Reeves and Hachimura are the same as last year, more or less. Okay, there's no more upside, but they're good. Beasley, I like Beasley, but not at 16-5. So when I look at that, and I look at
why do you like Beasley?
Beasley's okay. He can do some things, but not to the tune of 16-5. So you take Beasley, you take D'Angelo Russell right there. That's a $30 million slot.
Who's taking him?
Well, I'm saying D'Angelo. You could package it up. Even if it's in a different package.
So
this guy
move,
goes here.
You want to move Beasley? And
yeah,
move
and
Russell.
D'Angelo Russell. Yep,
you
can
move him.
Fred VanVleet.
I would love to bring in Chris Paul on a minimum, right? And then also add a nice piece. And I think that, if they do that, keep everything the same, but no Beasley, no Russell, add Chris Paul and another piece.
Who's the nice piece, though?
It could be VanVleet.
So it's
a little bit redundant at the guard spot. You got Austin likes to handle the rock, too, with LeBron. So a lot of guards like to handle the rock.
But CP3 can...
Reeves can come off the bench.
He can play off the ball, but
then
you're in a smaller lineup. Then you got two little biddies in the backcourt between Fred and CP3, right?
No, CP3 would – look, if CP3 could start and close if he wants.
25 minutes
but,
a game.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Let's keep the minutes down. Even if it's not VanVleet, there will be someone else that you can bring in at a good level to complement that
Kuzma.
Roster. What's this? What
I'm just laughing at Frank.
Frank is already calling in?
No, Frank? It's too late. We'll get to it. But
hold on. Is Frank called in already? Hold on. Frank, what's up?
Hey, I have to really get off this thing with the Harlem and the Bronx. I will tell you this. My parents, for sure, were born in Harlem. I know that for a fact.
All right.
That's for sure. So anyway, and my dad was the head of the 4-1 precinct for homicide in the Bronx. So anyway, I have some roots there. But you guys are really getting me on this Harlem thing.
Well, I mean, it's not
that
the same place as the thing.
Can I ask you something real quick about Dame Lillard? Do you really think he's going to go to the Heat? Because I think that would be great.
Well, we are going to get into that in a little bit, Frank. See, right away we're talking sports as soon as Frank gets...
Why did they make the picture of Frank so angry on ESPN, too, though?
I will promise you. Pat has probably...
Anyway, thanks.
Yeah, all right, Frank. You. I will promise you Pat probably is 89% correct that some form of that picture of Frank on ESPN2, there's something. I don't care if it's something.
Pat Costello is uncanny this way. Maybe, he should be a police sketch artist.
Is he holding a cane?
You could pick Frank up. If Frank committed a crime, then you could pick him up based on that picture.
He probably doesn't. He probably has a toupee.
No.
No.
No, you got to keep it lined up on the sides. That's what you say. Hey, nah, off the
you,
top, keep it lined up
like
on the sides.
He seems like a toupee guy to me.
All I know is every time Costello draws a picture of a listener, and they say, hey, and he draws him with a mustache. He's like, yeah, I have a mustache. Or he draws him bald. Yeah, I'm bald. He knows somehow.
Max, you got a bad toupee.
Toupee?
Yeah.
Does Zion need to be moved to reach his potential? Is he the answer in Portland? What's going to happen with Damian Lillard, KJM?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You could hear us on ESPN Radio, of course, and Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Does Zion get traded before the draft? Does he need to get traded to reach his potential? Jay, I understand you have a list of the five most likely destinations for Zion to be traded to?
No, I do not have a list. That is
you don't have a list again?
That is not the list I have
for
today.
No, he doesn't have another list.
It's another list I have for today. You are ill-informed.
Listen, just
as the host of the show.
I'm just trying to collect some facts.
Key, this is what he did to me yesterday.
I'm trying to collect some facts. Do you have a list of the five potential places, best place landing spots for Zion?
I have another list.
I'm asking you about the Zion list. Do you have that list?
I was never told there was.
Doesn't have the list. Again, 2 days in a row, no list.
But why is it that people feel two different sides with Zion? Keep him moving. Why? He's a talent.
I think he's a generational talent. There's not even a question why you want to move.
He's a talent.
I mean, he's not available enough because of the injury.
I mean, he's played 114 games in 4 years.
But
that's tough about it. But I mean, with him on the court, they were number one and number two in the Western Conference.
But I could fix him not being on the court.
Could you?
Yeah, you can. You can. Because his issues. And I've been thinking about this since our last conversation about him last week. His issues are fixable, which is in shape, overweight, grow up. That's fixable.
That's Charles Barkley.
That's fixable.
Charles Barkley tells the story about when he was a kid complaining to Moses Malone that he's not getting enough run. And Moses Malone said, well, the problem is you're fat and lazy. You know, and you have a guy like that on the team, and that snaps you into reality. Because Zion needs to come to reality.
Because if you think about it, Jay, and you put your deal together last week about how to get him in shape and what the team needed, that's all fixable. You surround him around the right people, you put the right food in his body, and make him train his ass off, and that's fixable. This is not somebody who has major off-the-court issues, and you're sitting around and you're saying, here we go again. It's not one of those situations.
Jay, do you have a list of off-the-court issues?
No.
No list?
Okay. No, I can't get into
– Max, stay away from that.
No, but I don't care about that.
I know.
I don't care about that.
Every athlete is going
– No, I ain't going to say every athlete.
I'm not saying every athlete. Take it back.
That's his own personal stuff. Yeah. I don't care about the social media and what they feel about it. That's something totally different. If he decides that he wants to dial it up, that's on you. It's on you, buddy.
Don't dial it up, though.
That's on him.
I'm talking about
on-court stuff. I can fix that.
You think it's fixable, Jay?
Because
when Zion is on the court, his offense is the next thing to an MVP player. Like, it's a hot – not MVP, but it starts to get close when he's on the court. Is it fixable, Jay? Do you think it's the kind of thing where, given the right circumstances, he could stay on the court?
I stay with it. I don't trade him. Like, I don't think there is talent, maybe with the exception of Victor Wembanyama, in this draft that I think is more of a generational talent than Zion Williamson. I would even challenge Victor Wembanyama. Because I think Zion, with the style in which he plays, he's a point forward. The way they utilize him in the offense, the way he opens up the floor for everybody else, I think he's a difference maker. So I stick with it in hopes. I think you have to change the dynamic of the relationship. Because I think they gave him way too much leeway when he came to the squad.
Fixable.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fixable.
I stay with
it.
I don't trade that.
I mean, you think about it. I look at my own career. Bringing him up again, obviously, Bill Parcells, he comes in the building, he says, hey, I need you to do this, and this is what you need to do in order to get to where we want you to get to. You buy in, that's easy. That's not a hard thing to do at
Sean
all.
Sean Payton, with the Broncos right now, right? For Sean Payton shows up, no more office for Russell Wilson.
But I
have heard this from people around the organization. I do not know this to be true, but from people around the organization have said that Zion Williamson loves basketball, but he doesn't love the work that it takes to put into basketball to be that guy.
Curse of the gifted.
Right? So if I'm hearing that from people that are close to the situation, that is a red flag.
But is that not youth?
That could be youth. But the problem is you can't sell that right now because the stock is low. You're not going to get the value in exchange if that is the word out. When people are saying, I can't trust him, You're going to try to sell him now when the stock is low and you're saying that you can't trust him?
But what if you want – well, here's Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN senior NBA insider, of course, on Greeny about the idea of Zion being traded this week.
I would be very surprised if Zion Williamson is traded. I'm not sure Zion Williamson gets you into the top three of this draft.
Really?
He played 29 games last season. Yeah. And so if you're a team and you're looking at New Orleans and hypothetically they're offering it, they know him better than you. They're telling you, we don't think he's going to stay healthy. We don't think he's going to keep himself in great shape. That's what they would be saying by moving out from him. Mm-hmm. Then why are you trading that lottery pick? They know him better than you. Now, that's hypothetical. I don't know that they've offered him to any of those teams. Mm-hmm. My sense is Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram will be back, will be the anchors of this New Orleans team this season.
Okay, Jay, I'll give you a scenario, though. What if Blazers say, no, we're staying with Dame. They're not going to trade Dame to Miami or anywhere. We're going to stay with Dame, and we're going to go get you a piece,
Max.
And we're going to trade that piece and bring you Zion Williamson.
People play radio for a living. I get it. People say absurd things for a living.
Why is that absurd?
He played 4 years, 114 games, Max. So you're telling me if I'm Dame, I'm going to put a staple on my career to stay here in Portland for a dude I'm not even sure is going to be able to play when he gets here?
Can I ask you a question, though, Mr. Basketball?
Yes.
Serious question. Based on all the stuff, could somebody like the Miami Heat and Pat Riley and that whole deal fix what we're talking about?
What are you willing to give up for him?
If his value's so low, they look in the shop
low.
You snatch him up.
You can sneak him.
Would that help Miami?
I think it would be additive to Miami, but I think Miami needs more of a prolific score.
Okay, but
a guard, a shooter, or a scorer. Like a PG, a guy that can open up the floor and run. They could use, but once again, guys,
Zion sort of does.
The reason I asked that though, Jay, the only reason why I asked it is because say his value's low. Nobody's gonna give up what they're looking for.
But my thing is, if you're New Orleans, this doesn't make sense. You're not going to trade him when the value is low, and you're going to get pennies on the dollar in exchange.
Okay, stay right there. Wait, stay right there with that idea. So you're saying they're not going to trade him because they're not going to get enough back. Woj is saying they're not going to get the number three pick because his stock is low.
You're not going to get enough back. That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm asking is, if the Blazers are willing to give up the pick for Zion because they feel like that's what we need to do to keep Lillard here, isn't that a path to
But I'm asking you, Max, if you're Dame, that's going to keep you in Portland?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. What are we talking about?
I'm
looking at that saying, that's not going to keep me here in
but
Portland.
But what I'm saying is it depends on – didn't Lillard
depends
like something
on
social media about Zion recently?
He could like all he wants.
Nuno, what just happened with Dame on social media?
Why are you asking Nuno?
Because I believe he's the one who alerted me to it.
I believe that Nuno knows best, but it's 6:25, Max.
Apparently, Jay has a list.
Yes, I do have a list.
He failed to do the list
of
Zion.
No, I didn't fail to do anything.
Did you get a list from Jay on Zion's landing spots?
He never asked for one.
So is this really
But he didn't get one, did he?
He asked for a list.
Yes or no? That's the question.
He asked for a list.
No leading the witness or something.
Is this really what goes on every single day in this studio? This is interesting to me.
Yeah. Story of my life.
Yeah, you should check it out sometime.
I'm so far away. I'm removed from the situation.
This
is a very, very great dynamic here.
Jay does have a list, though, that he hasn't shared with anyone. And the question is, who will be blamed for the quality of the list? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance.
Check us out on the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Click and then what do you do, Jay?
With my Bob Barker voice?
You scroll down to live radio.
Is it?
And you can take us with you.
I don't know.
What's going on with Jay?
Keevy, ask him. Never mind.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Is Bob okay?
But he
no,
didn't,
he's
he,
asking,
wait, Key,
is Bob okay?
He didn't do the list again?
No.
Jay still didn't. Oh,
no.
You got the list?
Stop.
Bradley Beal's the only player in the NBA with a no-trade clause. Jay apparently finally has submitted a list.
Bob is still with us, Key.
Not of the top five destinations most likely for Zion or best fits for Zion. Nuno, did you ever get the Zion list?
I'm still waiting.
No, I didn't get it.
That was never
list,
told to me.
I'm just saying, but the fact is you never gave it to him, right? All right. Jay, what's your list of players who deserve no trade clauses?
First off, do you guys know there's only been 10 players in the history of the NBA that have received no trade clauses?
I do now.
What's the list?
The history, David Robinson, John Stockton, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, KG, Dirk, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Melo, and Bradley Beal.
Oof.
10 players, history of the league. So here are my five players that are currently in the NBA that I think deserve no trade clause. Mm-hmm. Only five players I think deserve it.
Despite age.
Yeah, just five players right now currently playing no trade clauses. Okay, let's start off with the first number.
Okay. Number three.
Wait, you're starting off at three?
Yeah, I'm doing
number
it
three.
My way.
All right, so you're doing Jason.
I'm doing it my way.
Yeah, number three, Steph Curry. Come on, man. I mean, it's Steph. It's the greatest shooter to ever live. Mm-hmm. I mean, drafted by the Golden State Warriors. I mean, unanimous MVP. He is number three on my list. Deserves a no-trade clause. Golden State, there needs to be a statue of Steph Curry outside the Chase
Center. Oh, there will
okay?
be.
For there
sure.
will be. No
For
doubt
sure.
about it, right?
Yeah,
one of the greatest to ever do it. Okay, next up, number five.
Number five.
Number five. I'll give it to him. Just got the MVP this year. He's been drafted by the team. Mm-hmm. Now, look. Injuries are the one thing that may make this a little bit weary for you. But still, I mean, look, I think with his size, his frame, I think he's one of the best offensively skilled bigs the game of basketball has ever seen. I'll go with Joel Embiid with Philly. I think he's going to be a staple with Philly moving forward. I think he deserves a no-trade clause. He's committed himself to the process. Damn, he's still in the damn process.
He is the process. What are you talking about?
He's the process himself, okay? Number five. Next up, number
two. Number two.
Giannis. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, you tell me the guy's won multiple MVPs. I'm talking my hands. I'm a black Italian from Jersey. Okay, this is what happens, all right? hey, throw it up there, Key. I mean, look, the guy is a staple. You can make a case that if he didn't get hurt this year, they may have been back in the NBA Finals. Not sure that Miami gets by Milwaukee. Next up, Yates, number four.
Number four.
Kevin Durant. I know that he's had some injuries. I know he's gotten traded a couple times. He's forced his way out. But still, with any team, they're an automatic contender. Automatic contender. Whether they're in OKC, whether they're in Golden State, whether they're in Brooklyn. Right now in Phoenix, contender. They were a contender last year. You still thought they had a legit chance, even when they piecemeal the team, even with the injuries. KD, to me, is on that list. And number one.
Number one.
The Joker. And that's easy. The guy should have won his third MVP this season. I mean, back-to-back MVP. Won a world championship, one of the best offensive performances we've seen in the postseason history of the NBA. So that is my list.
So here's your list. 1, 4, 2, 5, 3.
Yeah, because I wanted to change it up just to mess with people.
So Jokic 1, Giannis 2, Steph 3. That's good.
Or just
KD 4,
Joel Embiid 5, Kevin Durant 4, Steph Curry 3, Giannis 2, Joker.
Know who stands out there to me, Key, is KD because he switched teams so many times. Everybody else has been with one franchise, but KD has hopped around. Usually when I think of a no-trade clause, I think of a guy like the face of the franchise, been there the whole time.
I don't understand what the y'all mean on the full screen. Why is that?
Well, it's just to remind someone's messing with Jay because
went
overall.
I chose to pay no attention to it.
Yeah.
I saw it. I was wondering why it was up there.
It's Matter of fact, he has number 11 just to let Jay know twice that he went once.
But the
he went one.
But the thing, see.
Jay went two. See, there are two ones, and I went one. Just remember that.
See, Jay, you hit back on that one. You just say, whoever put that up there, you just tell them simple. I could trade my number two pick for the entire draft, and I'm still going to go higher than you.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't even feel the need to say that because I know what time it is.
So, Jay, obviously we've asked you for lists and then you forget, right? Or then you try to blame us.
No Zion landing spots.
You know what I'm going to do, Nuno? You know what I'm going to do moving forward? I'm not going to give your ass any list at all.
Well, you already do that. You already do that.
You know what I'm saying, Keith?
A boy Greco.
And I quit.
Listen, a boy Greco.
I quit, Nuno.
No. You don't want to quit. That's what we don't do.
That's what we don't do.
No, we don't quit.
You don't want to quit.
Right, Max? That's not what we do.
Let's just calm down.
Calm down, Jay. That's not what we do.
Jay, but I'm going to show you why, like, it might be you and not us. Our boy Greco from Queens is on the phone, and you guys made a bet, and what have you not done yet?
Well, Greco owes me a jacket.
Okay, yes, but
and
Greco,
I told him,
do you owe him a list? Do you owe Greco a list? I'll bet you he does, because he doesn't give lists.
And I told Greco that he doesn't have to pay me the jacket, because I want him to keep his money, because he works hard.
Oh.
So that's what I do, Nuno. You know,
I never heard of that part. That's new to me.
Well, Greco, that's what I said on air. Were you not listening?
Uh-oh, somebody lying.
Yeah, I didn't hear. I was just trying to give you the info so I can get to you, so you know, so I can take care of my bed. Key is back in studio.
Well, now you're trying to change the subject up,
Greco? I'm coming right back because I just wanted to say Happy Father's Day to all you guys in studio. That's why I didn't call on Monday or
Tuesday.
You got
kids, Greco?
The guys, everybody wasn't there.
You got kids, Greco?
Yes, I do. I have three.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you, too,
sir.
Well, thank you. But yeah, back to the bet. Jay, I told you on air, the real _ ancient Greco. I sent you a message, and I didn't hear you say, oh, no, Greco, don't worry about it. I didn't hear that part. I'm so sorry. That's why I was wondering. I was like, wait, what's going on? Jay didn't respond. So that's why I called Nuno. You know, hey, because anybody play spades there? You know, because
everybody plays spades.
I thought Jay...
Everybody better play spades.
I didn't want you to be a renegade. Like, you didn't, on the bet. Like, I thought you wanted to, you know, make sure I paid it. So
how did I renege when I won?
You didn't give me the info to get you the jacket.
Well, I'll give you the info when I'm ready to give you the info.
Reneg,
but I won.
By the way. Reneg, everybody. Yeah.
Well, we say. Yeah.
But I'm just telling you the proper way to say it.
Yeah, you don't renege on the bet when you win the bet.
Reneg. Right. Right.
When you win the bet, you can't renege on your bet.
Right. What Jay is doing is an act of kindness. He's saying you work hard for your money, he assumes, Greco. And
which
so
do,
don't worry about
which
it.
Which I do.
Don't worry about it. Keep renegging.
You keep your money in your pocket. That. I just got the mental real estate over you, Greco. That's what I got. That's all I need.
I was about to say Jay's a gentleman.
That's all I need.
The Jets is my squad. I know you don't. ESPN pays you well.
Well,
oh, come
all
on,
right,
Max.
Thanks,
Greco.
Joking.
Jay, top five bets you've ever
appreciate
lost.
Appreciate you, Nuno. Nuno got
I
my bet.
I just won the bet.
I'm just asking about for a list.
Yeah,
just
I didn't
a list
even get
of
a
something.
Chance to, I wanted to ask you about your list, but I never even really got a chance to ask you about
the
list.
Yeah, because Nuno hijacked the segment.
Well, listen, not everyone has the same difficulty putting together lists that Jay does, because there's a list right now. The four most influential NBA players ever on the court. On the court. We're going to put it together, Jay. We're going to put together a list. Four. Do we have to number them or no?
I've seen your list, Max.
Do you have to number them or no? My lists are impeccable. Number them, yes or no, coming up, or just four names.
I wouldn't say that, Max.
I don't know.
I wouldn't say impeccable at all.
You should. You should
had
say
a list
impeccable.
Of Tom Brady falling off the cliff.
That's not a list. That's
you had a list of
see,
Andre
Iguodala.
No,
I got it. Jay doesn't know what list means. Me saying Brady was going to fall off the cliff. Are you under the impression that means a list?
Got to go to break, Max.
Who are the four most influential NBA players ever on the court, KJM?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. By the way, you could hear us on your smart speaker. Say, play ESPN Radio, and we pop right up. Brooklyn. Who are the four most influential NBA players ever on the court? We're not talking about off-court influence. Bill Russell, for example, right? Social justice warrior. We're talking about on the court, guys who changed the game with their play in some way where they were imitated and it changed things, right? Who they influenced people.
See, I was thinking about this on the court stuff, and everybody tried to go get somebody back in the day. They wanted a big guard because of Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Penny Hardaway was the next Magic, a big guard.
Jalen Rose.
Jalen. Yeah. I mean, is that what you mean?
Yes, I think that although – did it influence style of play? But you're right. That is influence because it influenced what people were looking for and what position instead of a small forward. Now that dude is a point guard if he can handle, right? So sure, Magic is a candidate. There's a list out there right now. Kobe, Steph, MJ, and LeBron. I got to say, I think you can make a case for Steph, MJ, and LeBron, but Kobe is so much like MJ. What is the argument for the influence?
But what's LeBron's influence on the court? Because there's been nobody like LeBron.
Well, I would say that LeBron came around and changed things because after MJ, everyone wanted to be like Mike. And then LeBron came around and it was like, oh, I'm combining Mike with Magic. I'm doing both.
MJ had a grace and a style to him that like was like it was revolutionizing, right? Like, so that's in a bucket by itself. Mm-hmm. Steph has changed the geometry of the game of basketball.
That's for sure.
That's in a bucket by itself. Yeah. So those two are untouchable as a ratio change. Now, if we're getting into Kobe and Bron, like Bron is a combination between Magic and kind of like MJ to me.
Yeah.
Kind of like, right?
MJ, so
I kind of see that. I put AI in over Kobe.
Because he had a greater, he was something new.
Influence. It was like the hip hop style. It was like and one mixtape when that was the hottest it's ever been, and everybody was trying to do it like that iconic cross he had over MJ, like against MJ, like it just he changed the way kids dress. Like he changed.
But now, but you're getting off.
Now you're
court.
Going. You're getting off the court.
It's hard, but that's
he
why
he changed
it's
the
hard.
Style in which kids play.
But that's why I said in our pre-show, it's hard to not.
But he changed the style in which people played.
Okay, yeah, how so, Jay?
People were trying to yank people right to left.
Yeah. So not Tim Hardaway.
Yeah. I mean, no, Tim Hardaway was more tight and compact.
Yeah, he wasn't a yanker.
He was more tight and compact. It was like, bop, bop. Like, AI was like, whoop-bah.
Yeah.
Like, he would set you up. AI had people literally leaning out the frame on crossovers. And the way, like, the step over Ty Lue, the way he went about it. Like
he was more – so basically, it's like he was more imitated.
He had people wearing arm sleeves on the court, man. Mm-hmm. Leg sleeves on the court. Come on, people were braiding their hair. Come on, man.
But see, when you say – see, I – as I said,
but that's gonna seep into it. You see the braiding of the hair.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah,
that's the style on the court.
It's hard to keep
it separated on the court,
but it's on the court. But it seeps off the court because of everything, right? That's just like MJ.
MJ with the sneakers and right.
Everything, you just can't separate the two.
But unless you make the argument that what Jay is referring to, the off the court stuff, is more of a magnet for people to imitate the style on the court because they just like
absolutely.
The whole brand.
No, absolutely.
Right?
Kobe, Magic, not Magic, Kobe, Jordan, AI would be my top three, along with Steph at four. I'm still trying to understand.
LeBron,
I'm still trying
LeBron
to understand
thing.
LeBron. I'm really trying to understand LeBron.
LeBron has been more influential. See, Kobe
on the court?
Kobe on the
How?
Court is basically MJ. Next, he's look, there's another MJ. His name is Kobe Bryant. But what that means that's MJ's influence.
Yes.
LeBron
and
came around
and
said,
my,
I'm combining MJ and Magic.
But my whole thing is, you just said it, Max, right? That's MJ's influence. So Kobe doesn't, that's MJ's influence. But people then that did not see MJ.
Imitate Kobe,
right? They imitate
There's
Kobe.
There's an argument there.
But where's LeBron's
influence on the court. I understand the combination.
I think the thing that makes it hard with Bron, though, like with MJ, everybody lowered the rim and tried to stick their tongue out, right, and tried those moves. Like, it almost feels like with LeBron, it's unattainable. Like, nobody is like, oh, I could be like LeBron.
But that's
like,
what because
you don't have the athletic ability.
That's what I'm saying, though.
I think there have been, and let me give you an example. Luka doesn't have his hops, but Luka is a point forward, really.
It's not the same. It's not the same, man.
The fact that guys are now like
Luka shoots it better than LeBron.
Yeah, I would agree with Keith. Right? I take it back. I would say it would be Kobe, MJ, Steph, and AI.
AI. Instead of LeBron. See, I disagree. I feel like that everyone tried to be like Mike.
You're trying to force LeBron in there.
I'm really not.
There's nothing there.
He's the first guy to come along after MJ.
Max, let me ask you a question.
But he's
easy.
The only guy. He's the only who else?
If you saw
Steph
a kid
change it very quickly.
Let me take this influence, right? If you saw a kid on the court, how would you know they were imitating LeBron?
That's a good point.
That's my whole
you're taking it from the point of view of other players imitating them.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
So
that's
influence.
That's influence. That's influence, Max.
Someone brought up, I don't remember if we did it on air or we were talking about it before the show started, how GMs started look. You did just now. GMs started looking for big guards.
That doesn't mean
everyone plays like Magic, but it changes the way the game is conducted. Teams are constructed.
It's not the same influence we're talking about.
I think it is.
No, because so here's one.
It
for
influences
you.
The product here, on the court.
Here's one for you.
Influence in different forms.
Who did Steph Curry influence in the NBA?
Damian Lillard, for example.
No. Trae Young.
You're saying guys who came from,
yes,
who weren't in the league yet.
Just start with. That's an influence. Like, I'm going to do it like this. Mm-hmm. Even though Dame is shooting from half court too, Trae Young, size-wise, looks like him, all the whole deal. That's the influence.
I get, but I think there are other ways to look at on-court influence. Roster construction. The kind of basketball that is played.
But I don't think we're getting too far out in there, too deep, because that's not what... I don't think that list is saying all of that.
Okay. If the intention of the list is who influences players to play like them, then that's the way I conceive of it is, or interpret it, is who had an influence on the game. So that might be players imitating their style. That might be what's valued by front offices, so the way teams are put together, who's put at what position, the way the game is played, all that.
Even to the point, Jay, and you know this because at the time you was in – basketball, even to the point where Hakeem started influencing people like Shaq.
No doubt.
To try to figure out how to footwork. And all
even
that.
Kobe and anyone who wanted to post up.
Out with
that's an influence to me.
By the way, Olajuwon's a good one.
And we're not saying that, at least I'm not saying LeBron. It's just that nobody can do that. There's nothing you can do.
But the way the game is played and what you're looking for, it was a lot of ISO scoring. And I get it because LeBron exists in this space between MJ, really, and Steph. Right, but he did do something new. Did you improve on the design? Did you do something new that Lupe Fiasco?
But nobody's saying that LeBron hasn't improved on the design, Max. I think LeBron has improved the design so spectacularly that kids don't even know what that design is. It doesn't feel like they're like, I see it, but I don't know how to imitate that.
No kid that I know is walking around like LeBron James, I want to do it like LeBron because they can't do it.
You guys are coming at it very much from the athlete who competed at a high level, and you're thinking about it as ballers, right? Like,
about it as a GM too.
I'm saying LeBron LeBron came the era where it's no longer what Carmelo Anthony was doing, actually, right? A lot of ISO scoring, hero ball. That was very much MJ and then Kobe. And then LeBron brought in a new era where hero ball was not as valued by players, by teams, by anyone, and it changed the game. Now then Steph came right on his heels and then changed it so much that I think LeBron gets kind of lost in that shuffle, actually.
It just, when you talk about those other four guys, I can't find a comp. Give me a comp for LeBron. Just give me a comp.
Well, we're going to talk more about this. 888-SAY-ESPN. So anyway, we're going to get into KD's game. There's so much to do coming up.
He wanted to say something.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.